This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today I'm doing a solo show that, for full disclosure, is going out live in our Facebook group as I speak, about ways of adding value to clients. Now, I need to sort of preempt this by saying we're in the middle of some really strange times. At the time of recording, the UK is in lockdown, as is most of the world, because of coronavirus, COVID-19. And, business is just shot. I mean, stuff's going all over the place. 3 months ago, 3 weeks ago, we probably couldn't have made this scenario up, but here we are. And it's just a really strange time. Lots of people are working from home. Lots of people aren't working or have stopped working because of the virus, and they're having to look after their family and their friends, etc. So it's just a really weird time. And what I thought would be, because of that, I've been trying to think of different things that I can provide through the podcast that will be of value to you guys, that is stuff that you can maybe apply to your business now that isn't necessarily salesy, but it might just change the way that you do things as we emerge back out of this. So whether that's helping you find new business right now, or whether it's about actually not finding new business, but about changing maybe the ways that some of your practices work, so that at least when business picks up again, you're in a slightly more empowered place. That's the kind of things that I'm thinking about. So if you've got any sort of ideas around that and you want me to cover anything in particular, please drop them into our Facebook group, which you can find at peteeverett.com/group, or just search Facebook for the Marketing Development Podcast and you will find us in there. So what I wanted to talk about today, and I'm not going to, so this isn't going to be a half hour, 40 minute podcast or anything like that. This is going to be a bit more of a soundbite. But what I wanted to look at today was different ways of adding value to your clients. And by value, I don't necessarily always mean a financial kickback back to you. What I mean by adding value is all of those things that you can do where you go above and beyond for your client. And this is really important, because in delighting clients, in doing that extra stuff that they're not expecting, that isn't in a proposal and isn't in a project agreement somewhere, but is just the nice stuff that you can do, that is so important to cementing the relationship with your client, particularly if it's a new client, where you've put all this hard work in to win this work, to win this client, to do this project. So this is kind of your opportunity now to excel, to go over and above, to delight, to sort of blow their minds with, when we placed this order with you, we weren't expecting that kind of value. And cement this relationship. Because if you can do that, then three things happen. The first is that you become invaluable to your client. So they won't look elsewhere when the next thing needs doing. If you've built and designed them a website, in 2.5-3 years' time, they won't go and look somewhere else, because they know that you are the person that understands their business more than anything else. Secondly, you get to understand their business. You get a better internal working knowledge of your client, so that you can then be proactive in offering help and service to them as time goes by. And at that point, then, it's not really selling, to try and create additional revenue out of this client. It's simply offering advice, and in advice, in return for that advice, they pay you to action whatever that advice is. And then the third thing is you can adopt the role of trusted advisor and be influential in the development of their business moving forward. Now, I'm not saying by any means that you would do that with the sort of agenda that this would build your business as well. But actually, you, because of the way that you work across a broad spectrum of businesses, or you may do anyway. And if you don't, then this might be a piece of advice that you need to pick up on. But if you work across a broad spectrum of clients, then you may see something for client XYZ that is really applicable to client ABC, and you can then recommend that in, and they can benefit from your breadth of knowledge and experience and client base in a way that they were never be able to do otherwise or with any other supplier. So they're the three things that happen if you take on this approach of adding value. Now, the other thing I need to mention is that the way I see it anyway, there's two different types of value that you can add, and that is implied value and applied value. I should have really come up with a better word for applied or implied because they do sound quite close. But anyway, you'll get the gist. Implied value is basically theoretical or advice-driven value that you can pass on to your client, but they will still need to do something in order to achieve the results in their business. So that might be that they need to commission a new piece of work, or it might be that they need to, go and buy some new software or apply a new process or whatever it could be. But they have to do something. That's why it's implied value. You are giving the advice, but in order to unlock it, they need to do something else in order to achieve that. The second type is applied value, and that's basically the stuff that you can go and do directly, and that will have an implication on their bottom line, and they haven't had to do anything at all. That's applied value. So how do you provide this value? Well, it sort of depends on how you work with your clients, I suppose. If you work on ad hoc projects or on a project-by-project basis with them, then you might need to view this kind of work as part of your marketing or part of your business development because, you know, there's a good chunk of this that you're not going to get paid for. It's essentially reputation building for you. And a lot of that is the applied value, and I'll get onto that in a moment. For retained clients, however, this does become a little easier because you can then just add this on top of the normal monthly schedule of your work with them. So be it an extra part to a meeting or a video call, you know, where you say, hey, I was just thinking about this and, it would really work for you. So it does become a little bit easier with retained clients to not feel that kind of direct cost, if you like. Ways of demonstrating implied value. So you could run a report or an additional report that demonstrates, you know, whatever the idea is that you are suggesting. So, you know, what about running your data in this way? But it means you're going to have to do X, Y, Z to get there. Or maybe you've worked with an existing client, like I mentioned already, and you could share either some data or a client testimonial with that other client's permission, and show, look, this client's using this platform and they're in a similar niche and they're in a similar sort of scenario to you, and it's increased their business by X%. So, you know, maybe it's a good thing for you to think about. Maybe you could arrange a discussion or a coffee. The moment, it would probably need to be a virtual coffee, granted. But arrange a coffee to discuss how things are going and to sort of come armed with some ideas. Or if there's a brand new feature to the market, you could, maybe again arrange that coffee, but send over a new software. When Facebook Marketplace came live, we work with a cycling company as a client, and I managed to go to them and say, you know what, this Facebook Marketplace thing's come live. I have no idea if it's going to be any use to your business or not, but my gut tells me it's going to be a good fit. So, you know, how about we try it together and I get a great case study out of it and you potentially get some more revenue out of it and we'll meet in the middle. So that's another way of implying value. Finally, maybe you could send over a document or a standard operating procedure, an SOP, or something that you use every day that is, could be vital to a company that's now trying to work from home and they're not used to doing that, or working remotely with their team and they're not used to doing that. I know Stephanie Fitteni in our previous episode had loads of advice about that. But if you've got anything that you can pass on to your clients that's going to imply value to them, then that's absolutely brilliant. So then what about demonstrating applied value? So this is the stuff that you can just go and do. Now, granted, you do need an element of trust with your client in this, because if you're going to go and start making changes and simply monitoring and then reporting back on those changes, you need to be in that position to have that sort of free discussion, I suppose. But you could run an A-B test for them. So I don't know, let's say you decide to move all their call to actions further up the page, or you decide to insert an extra call to action further up the page, and you drop them an email that says, hey, Mr. Client, I hope you're well. We've been monitoring some of your figures just as we do from time to time, and I noticed that your conversion rates could be better. What we've done is we've gone and inserted an additional call to action button at the top of the page so it loads above the fold, and we're going to monitor how it goes. We'll report back to you in a couple of weeks with some figures. And then sure enough, in a couple of weeks, you go and say, hey, you know those buttons that we inserted? Then they've actually led to a 35% increase in people inquiring, because now they can see it, right? Because it's right at the top of the page, or it's in the sidebar, or it's wherever. So you've applied the value. The client hasn't had to do anything. What would be even better would be in a few days if the client then comes to you and says, hey, you know what? This has been brilliant. We've seen a real spike in our inquiries. Perfect. So, you know, you could run an A-B test on something like that. Or you could run a simulation that, I suppose this one's a little bit halfway house. It's a bit like implied applied value, but you could run a simulation that says, look, we'd really want to move these call to action buttons, but we didn't want to do it without mentioning it to you. We estimate that you would see an increase of X in your inquiries or your sales or whatever it is if you did this. Or I don't know, something like, we'd love to run a download for you of a white paper. Here's a suggestion of something you could do. How about, you know, we pop this on the page and see how many signups we get. Whatever. I'm thinking of things off the top of my head. Of course, you can always monitor the results of your clients and then make changes as time goes by, sort of on the fly for them, and measure those results and just simply report back so that you always look proactive. Again, that's something that's maybe easier to do on a retainer than it is for a completed project that you did a while ago. But you know what? If work's dried up a little bit for you now and you want to go back and revisit some of your clients, then that might not be a bad thing to do. Or, of course, you could send a video or a screencast of something that maybe it's part of the website that they monitor or that they control. I don't know, blog posts, for example. And you can give some advice about, look, it'd be really great if you could just make sure that your keywords are here, here, and here. So make sure you've got a keyword in the title. Make sure you've got a keyword in the first 100 words, and make sure that it features again in an H2 tag, for example. And this is how you do it. And it's just a 3 or 4 minute video that shows them how to do it. Last week, I sent a screencast. I did exactly this for a client that wanted to build a video library. They were trying to build a video library on Vimeo and then put it onto their WordPress website as like a new sort of social sharing resource. And they were really having trouble with getting Vimeo to do the video sizes so that they were responsive. And that was basically because Vimeo was putting fixed widths and fixed heights into its code. So I sent them like a 40-second Loom video that just said, look, here you go get your code from here, just exactly as you've been doing. And these are the two values. These are the things you need to change. So set that one to 100%, set that one to auto, and you'll be fine. And it'll work. And it didn't take me any time at all, and it was completely applied value because, I suppose it was technically implied value because they had to go and do it. But it was teaching them to do something straight away. And you know what? Now their video library looks like it should because it works properly. The videos are the right size. So that's implied value and applied value. And I hope you've found something. I hope something has just triggered with you as I've been running through those. And you think, yeah, I could do this or I could do that. Because this time, whilst it's tough and money, obviously cash flow is king, that needs to be the sort of driving force, there's also so much opportunity to reach out to clients and to discuss with them now. My one final comment, I suppose I should make, is that as a general rule of thumb, applied value is more difficult to charge for unless you're on some sort of performance-related agreement, I suppose, with your client. Whereas implied value can lead to an estimate for or a quote for parts of the work that you can deliver. But the thing is, you need to be shown that you can deliver this value and that you can do it freely and that it makes sense and that it works for your client. So that's where the whole applied value thing comes in, because that's the bit you can be proactive. You can grab by the horns and you can demonstrate the skills that you have on their business. And then sooner or later, something comes along and you say, look, how about this? But we need to charge for this. This would, you know, it would be a cost of X. It's an investment, actually. Don't ever say it's a cost. It's an investment. It's an investment of X. we're projecting that the forecasts are Y, and but you know, as you can see from all of these other little bits that we've done, we've seen that there's traction here. So we, you know, it's an educated investment that you're making. So I hope all that makes sense. I hope you're all staying safe. That coronavirus isn't affecting you directly, either in the illness or in your business or in your close family and friends. Stay safe, stay in the group, and I'll speak to you next time.